From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iran has turned over documents related to its nuclear program to the UN Nuclear Agency. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Iran had also provided an explanation of what the documents mean. The development meets a key deadline Iran has agreed to as part of a deal with six world powers. That pact would provide sanctions relief in exchange for nuclear concessions. Meanwhile, a Republican senator from Arizona, Jeff Flake, announced his opposition to the Obama administration's deal despite lobbying from the White House. Flake said in a statement that the agreement limits Congress and future administrations in responding to Iran's non-nuclear activities in the Middle East. Congress has until mid-September to approve or reject the deal. President Obama has threatened to veto any legislation that does not back the plan. A two-thirds majority of both houses of Congress would be needed to override a presidential veto. The New York Times newspaper reports that telecommunications giant AT&T gave valuable assistance to the National Security Agency's program to spy on domestic internet and telephone traffic. A Times article said that newly disclosed documents from former NSA contractor Edward Snowden show how AT&T used legal rules and secret court orders to give the NSA access to billions of emails sent through its U.S. network. While the documents do not specifically name AT&T, they use code names that the Times and several ex-intelligence officials say point to the telecommunications company. An AT&T spokesman said that the company does not comment on national security issues. This is VOA News. Iraqi officials say a car bombing in a Shiite-majority suburb of Baghdad has killed 13 people and wounded at least 52 more. The blast hit Saturday at a popular auto dealership in the Habibia neighborhood of Sadr City, the same district where a massive truck bomb ripped through a wholesale vegetable market just 2 days before. 67 people died in that attack, one of the worst in Baghdad in a decade. A series of other bombings Saturday killed at least 9 people and wounded 33 in and around the Iraqi capital. U.S. President Barack Obama used his weekly media address to call for more work on bridging the gap between police departments and communities of color. The president said that in order to face the issues of discrimination squarely, he convened a task force on community policing, made up of police officers, activists, and academics. Their goal was to find what he called common sense steps to build up trust and cooperation between communities and police.
All across the country, from states like Illinois and Ohio to cities like Philadelphia, Boston, and Nashville, local leaders are working to implement the task force recommendations in a way that works for their communities.
Nationally, African Americans are arrested at much higher rates than people of other races, according to a USA Today newspaper analysis of FBI data from last year. The death toll continues to rise from Wednesday's massive explosions in Tianjin, China. State media, citing official sources, said Saturday that 104 people had been killed, including 21 firefighters. Chinese authorities ordered an immediate mandatory evacuation near the site of the massive explosions that devastated an industrial area in the northeastern city. The Beijing News on Saturday said all people within a 3-kilometer radius of the warehouse explosion site are being forcibly evacuated from the area because of a possible chemical contamination. At least 40 migrants have died and 320 were rescued from an overcrowded smuggling boat in the Mediterranean Sea north of Libya. The Italian Navy says that it believes the fatalities were caused by what it appeared to be inhalation of exhaust fumes in the hold of the boat. And service is slowly returning to normal at eastern U.S. airports after a computer glitch caused flights to be grounded or diverted. Flights at several major airports, including Washington Dulles, Reagan National, BWI, and New York's LaGuardia, were among those affected. The Federal Aviation Administration said that an automation system malfunctioned, but is now working properly. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.